All right, what the hell is this article that I just read? This is an egregious display of incompetence from the current administration, and it's, again, coming from Mr. Pete Hegseth himself. Now, remember, just a week ago, Trump ousted Mike Waltz and said that was his form of accountability and cleaning up, yet Pete Hegseth continues to dig himself a deeper and deeper hole after we learned that he nixed military aid without approval. That means we have such an incompetent administration that during their negotiations with Russia, which, by the way, Trump has gotten his shit rocked by Vladimir Putin at every single step of the way, but during this negotiation, they're not even on the same page. Pete Hegseth is making decisions without the proper approval, and we also learn that he is still communicating through Signal. So listen to this. Trump White House blindsided after Pete Hegseth abruptly canceled Ukraine weapons shipments. Report. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the abrupt cancellation of U.S. weapon flights to Ukraine in February without Trump even knowing, leaving top national security officials blindsided and scrambling for answers. And you know, this brings me back to a post made by Ben Mycelis, which I really, really like. He says, "I teach negotiation. Every negotiation rule was broken by Donald Trump in his disaster trade war." Now, he's talking about the trade war here, but this perfectly applies to Russia and Ukraine and the lack of competence or coherence when it comes to that situation as well. So he said, first, you never set arbitrary deadlines against yourself. Like Trump saying, day one, we're gonna send day one. Second, if you set arbitrary deadlines, you must meet said deadlines or you lose credibility, for sure. Third, you want to try and empower your adversary in negotiations so they feel good. Trying to humiliate your adversary is the worst thing you can do in a negotiation. Trump is currently humiliating Ukraine. It's all a mess. Fourth, you never want to undermine your negotiating team with mixed messages. This is the one right here. They are undermining each other. What about five? You never want your negotiation team to send mixed messages, different messages, or conflicting messages. You need to have your adversaries know that there is a clear line of communication and hierarchy that they can deal with. Six, you never want to flag your weaknesses for your adversaries in a negotiation. Seventh, you never want to encourage your adversaries to all join forces against your negotiating position. Now, six is an interesting one because he says, when you never want to flag your weaknesses, Trump does that with the Russia-Ukraine war as well. He acts like America is this weak-ass country that can't support Ukraine for much longer and that we're getting ripped off. No. This is incredibly mutually beneficial, and let's read this actual story. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe for the hotel room video. If you see me squinting, it's because it's sunny as hell outside. I'm outside a hotel at a conference making a quick video because we never stop recording. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. This says, the sudden cancellation of 11 military cargo flights in early February carrying pre-approved Biden-era aid. Again, pre-approved aid reportedly caught the White House, Pentagon, and State Department completely off guard at the time. However, in a stunning look behind the scenes via internal records from Transcom that were seen by Reuters, the verbal order originated from Hegseth's office and sparked confusion not just in Washington, but in Kyiv and Warsaw, where the shipments were being coordinated. The original Reuters article reads, order by Hegseth to cancel Ukraine weapons caught White House off guard. Holy shit, what an incompetent ass administration. But to continue, Hegseth's decision reportedly came on the heels of a January 30 Oval Office meeting on Ukraine policy. While aid was discussed, three sources told Reuters that Trump gave no explicit order to halt assistance, raising serious questions about Hegseth's interpretation of the president's intent, or Hegseth's competence, or his ability to ever listen and have a coherent thought in the world. Sorry, people are walking past listening to me rant about Pete Hegseth. In a statement, when asked about the transcripts on Tuesday, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt defended the admin's Ukraine policy without confirming the miscommunication. I'm not even going to read what she said. Media outlets previously reported a pause in aid, but Hegseth's direct role was not known until now. I mean, dude, they're breaking every single rule of negotiation. To go back to this post, seventh, you never want to encourage your adversaries to all join forces against your negotiating position. Eighth, you want to always seem like a rational actor in a negotiation. Ninth, in a good negotiation, the parties each leave certain things on the table because a good negotiation is not about destroying your counterpart in the negotiation. Tenth, breaching all of your prior deals with the party you're currently negotiating with does not inspire confidence. And 11th, gather the best data about your counterpart in a negotiation. Study your counterpart. Never underestimate your counterpart. And Trump has done that every single step of the way. Again, he's getting his shit completely rolled. And within his first week after they paused military assistance, Vladimir Putin used this, I guess, miscommunication to then take more land, kill more civilians, take more homes, just just literally be an imperialist dictator who wants to grab more territory, and rather than Trump flexing the power of the United States to stand up for an adversary. I mean, dude, for all of our flaws, of course, we do have a strong economy, or we did. We do have a strong military. We have a really powerful country that we can leverage in many ways, and Trump acts like we don't at all. And now these sloppy communication problems are costing lives, Ukrainian lives. It says, it's another instance in which sloppy communication problems, either in excess or absence, have caused embarrassment to the defense secretary and the administration. Hegseth was already in hot water after the Signal group chat leaks, but according to a new Monday report, Hegseth has used Signal, which is only approved for extremely limited, unclassified communication, more extensively than was previously known. Get this guy out of here. Get this guy out of here. Make sure you drop a like if you want Pete Hegseth out of here. Yeah, so honestly, this is one of the more disgusting stories to come out of the Trump administration. There are a lot of terrible, disgusting stories, but seeing that lives were cost directly due to Pete Hegseth's miscommunication and incompetence and drunk-ass brain just pisses me off. Again, Hegseth's order caused confusion, not only among Ukrainian officials, like, what the hell, but American officials across multiple sectors were like, why is this happening? Now, the White House is claiming that Hegseth followed Trump's directive to pause aid, but obviously that's not going to be true when they have the reports. Internal disputes have sometimes led to haphazard Ukraine policies. You can take the word Ukraine out, just haphazard policies in general. It's the same exact problem. His national security team, or his foreign policy team, rather, sorry, is having the same exact problem that the tariff negotiations had, because during the tariff negotiations, they were incredibly uncoordinated. They were giving mixed signals the entire time. The end goal wasn't even that clear, and they way overpromised while very clearly under-delivering. We're seeing the same exact thing with the Ukraine war. The same thing. When he says he's going to end the war on day one, it reminds me of when he says he's going to end inflation on day one, yet he contributes to it further. So by ending the war, quote-unquote ending the war, he means allowing Vladimir Putin to gain more territory, to kill more children, to kill more civilians, because he's too much of a baby, Trump is, to just send Ukraine arms. Let's arm them to the teeth so that they actually have some sort of leverage. I say this all the time, but the art of the deal guy should know how negotiation works. Right now, Russia has more leverage. Russia has more leverage as a function of how big they are. They have a huge population they can keep throwing in the meat grinder. They have the leverage. Now, Ukraine can get leverage through military support, through NATO support, and then they're on the same level. But what Trump has been doing is removing aid from Ukraine, removing intelligence from Ukraine, like being a complete asshole to Zelensky on the world stage, therefore losing any amount of leverage that was possible. But imagine a reality where Trump says, hey, Ukraine, you get weapons, you get arms, you get intelligence, you're part of NATO. Those security guarantees give Ukraine enough leverage to actually negotiate with Russia. But right now, Trump has intentionally put Ukraine in a position of weakness. Or I don't know if it was intentional or unintentional. Many people in the comments will say it was 100% intentional. I'm leaning towards Trump being just an absolute effing idiot. Like, this guy does not know a single thing about the Ukraine war. It's like my conspiracy theory friend from high school was the president and trying to figure out how to handle the Ukraine war. Of course he doesn't know, because he doesn't know the fundamental, like, facts about the conflict. So again, if you want to help Ukraine, if you want to end the war, it sounds counterintuitive. If you want to end the Ukraine war, you have to arm Ukraine even more. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but that's how you get leverage. And now it's starting to rain, so I'm going to leave it at that. But if you enjoyed this video, if you enjoy my outside hotel conference videos, and drop a like, subscribe. I'm about to go do a panel where I talk about the algorithm and how the Democratic Party can dominate the algorithm to, I guess, consolidate power in a similar way that Republicans did. So wish me luck on the panel. Love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.